Good morning. Welcome to a new year. It's Tuesday, the 3rd of January. Joining us this morning, Mr. McCauley. Good morning.
Happy New Year, Brian.
Yeah, happy. Emphasis on the happy part.
Yeah. Yeah,
see how that plays out this year.
Yeah, huh? Well, so far.
Gee. What are we, 90 hours into it? Something
kicking
like that.
Butt.
Yeah. I see. You're still regaling yourself in the overtime victory, huh?
You know what?
It was a good game.
It was an entertaining game. Yeah. I think it wasn't particularly well played, but
no.
It was, but
anyway, those are never the ones you remember.
But you know, nobody wins them all perfectly. And
yeah, it was, has there been an update on the kid? Yes, from last night.
I just heard that they'd stabilized him.
Yeah,
I know they had to CPR and get his heart going again.
So he had cardiac arrest on the field, and he had to restart his heart, and then they said that but it sounded like maybe they had him in a calmed state, so they put it they had a breathing tube in, so
okay,
that's not
you don't have that one for a hangnail.
Again, that's what I was reading last night.
That's why you're in a hospital, so you get all that stuff.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
One thing I heard this morning, I forget which one it was about, he had had a GoFundMe for, what was it, like kids reading materials in Pittsburgh, I think is where he's from.
Yeah.
He had like $3,000 in there last week. It's up to $3.5 million now. So it's kind of cool that at least there's recognition of him and people wanting to reach out.
Yeah, it was a complex thing last night. I mean, because, you know, you look at the decisions they have to make. You know, those are both teams that are going to be in the playoffs. They're running up against – they're out of time to really fit in a replacement game. So, you know, I know that there was a lot – they had to consider a lot of things in a short window to say, what do we do? And you know, I think they did the right thing, which is to say, look, you know, we can't play under these circumstances.
Just call it a tie and not worry about it.
We can't play it. Yeah, whatever they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do.
Or neutral.
I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're Kansas City and you're Buffalo and who gets the home field advantage, depending on, you know, there's just all these
If I was the owner of the Bills, I'd say, okay, you guys take it. I know that probably has a lot of zeros and commas associated with it. But,
yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's all, you know, but, you know, you get to that point and you realize, okay, that's all fine to worry about, but the reality is there's a bigger things at play. Well, and I just wish we were as recognizing that there are bigger things at play in other times too. Just because we watched it and it was a football game, it moved us. But there are other things that go on. There are, you know,
it was up close and personal.
There are shooting deaths that go on all the time.
Oh yeah.
You know, Chicago, you look at that and go, I wish that got me riled up the same way as feeling the same way and being worried about, you know, things in the same way. So maybe I just need some growth and maybe I'm not alone. Who knows?
Perhaps. All right. You ready?
I am ready.
Let's see how long this one is. Oh, good. Relatively short.
Nice.
Why do we say get the sack?
Hit the sack?
Get.
Get
not
the
hit.
Sack.
Get.
I don't know.
Oh, well, that was simple.
Yeah. Money sack?
These days, an assembly line worker or an executive who gets the sack may receive severance pay plus a printed explanation. As early as the 17th century, cloth bags were in literal rather than figurative use. Craftsmen and artisans provided their own tools, as a rule, storing them in a sturdy sack. You remember the masons and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When an employer was ready to dismiss a worker, it was common to hand him his tool sack. No explanation was necessary. The gesture meant, put your tools in the sack and get going. As a result of this practice, a person who wouldn't know a drill from a tailor's needle is said to get the sack when being fired from a job. I suppose you give a sack then when you're leaving, all this ghosting stuff.
That's above my pay grade, man.
Yeah, that's a little cultural weirdness that's going on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you guys been able to, talking with various customers and peers in the industry, is there any let-up in getting viable employees? Is there any niche that's seeing a positive, or is everybody still scrambling?
It seems to be a fairly universal scramble, you know, and our profession is really hard hit. So we're, in terms of...
That's right, TKS, a Siri ad or multiply or divide, yeah. You actually have to know the process.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, ultimately... There are certain things that can be automated, or you can offshore them. There are international companies that will do some of the things we do. I personally am not
fond.
I'm not fond of that idea. There's a lot of reasons for that, but those are options out there, but it is a problem, and we have a problem in our profession because the number of people in accounting. Taking accounting degrees has gone down. The number, the expectation, just read an article on it the other day, the expectation for a lot of people, a lot of the students who get into accounting is they want to do data analytics, and the idea that they're not going to do they would rather...
Not the grind.
Yeah, and there's also kind of a perception, I think there's been a change in the workforce or the people coming into the workforce where they have very clear ideas of what they want and they don't wish to do things they don't want to do. And sometimes my experience was you kind of had to do stuff you didn't really want to do so you could do more of what you wanted to do. But maybe
that foundation.
Yeah, maybe the workplace is just going to become different. I don't know. It seems to me it's going to be problematic trying to – and I think, what the challenges we have – I've had a family member in the hospital seeing what's going on in healthcare. In terms of, just being the last 3 weeks being in and out of the hospital for, every day, I just see things that are going on. And then talking to clients who are working and through challenges in their own workforce, it's going to be a difficult time. And I'm not sure when it'll settle out.
Or how.
Yeah.
Yeah. How recognizable will it be at the end?
It might be very different.
Okay. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about chicken of the sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets. More than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Bill McCauley. What about artificial intelligence? I mean, there's an awful lot of lean into that. I think when we were younger, less grizzled and furrier.
Yeah, when I had a 4 head instead of a 5 or a 6 head.
Robotics. That was the big thing, right? The automotive industry was getting into robotics, and you'd see these arms, and there was question about whether the labor unions were going to accept or permit that kind of thing, and what did that mean down the road for future employment? Boy, does that seem like the simple days, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Versus where we are.
Yeah, the
today
machine learning
everything.
Is really interesting. You think about what machines are capable of doing, and that capacity seems to grow pretty exponentially. It has grown significantly. I don't know if exponentially might be an overstatement, but it is growing at a rapid pace. The capacity of machines to learn and machines to do routine tasks. And some now
and to adapt to whatever your needs are. You make a couple corrections, and all of a sudden now it's factoring that in so it doesn't go back to...
And ultimately, some of that's going to work and some of it isn't. You know, I find that as an example, and this is going to sound self-serving, this is just the only example that comes to mind right now, but we have, sometimes we'll talk to somebody who's doing their tax return using publicly available commercial individual income tax return.
The stuff we hear advertised.
Right, the stuff that gets advertised, and I'm not going to throw a name out just because I don't want to.
They're all the same.
And so what happens is, with a lot of those packages, as I understand it, I've never used them.
Is oh, you've never bought one just out of native curiosity and just see?
No, I have not. So I've never done one that way. But it's interesting because there's all these yes-no questions. The problem with and that'll help guide somebody working through their tax return. Do you need this? Do you need that? The problem is people don't always know the meaning of what the question means, and then that can lead them down the wrong place. And they'll come into us going, I got this notice. Why do I have this notice? I need you to figure this out for me. And then you look and go, well, that's probably. It's probably because you answered a question, a yes-no question, wrong somewhere, and it just completely ignored this issue in your tax return because, and that's the piece that I don't know where machine learning goes. How do you replace somebody with experience and seasoned ability to elicit information? I mean, part of what we do is. We have all this learning, but we also have learned how to get information from clients, how to ask questions and hopefully get
clarification, and believe me, too.
And there's times, you go through it, and being on the phone or whatever is a little harder than in person. When you sit down with somebody in person, you can usually tell that your question didn't land and you need to run it. You need to do it again. But it's a little harder on the phone sometimes. Sometimes you just get a silence. And then sometimes I'll just ask somebody, well, now tell me what you think I just asked you, just to make sure. But that is really hard with these tailored products that have these yes-no questions that take you down decision trees. So it's interesting, and I think the question is, there are a number of things that can be automated, but sometimes they're automated, but they're not right. I'll give you another example, which is there's software out there that people use to do bookkeeping for their businesses. And that software will do what's a process called bank feeds, where most common software that our clients use. And they get these bank feeds. And the bank feeds, they go into the bank and they say, okay, download all my activity for the month of December. And down it comes. And that's great. And then you go through and you kind of assign, well, that this one means this one and goes to this account. And eventually it can kind of learn, hey, that PG&E thing goes into the utilities account. So that there can be some, you can train the machine learn to be able to do that. Here's the problem. If I'm a business and I'm on the accrual basis, which means not the cash basis, which means I have to figure out what did I owe from last month? And I have to record all that as payables. And what did people owe me? And I need to make sure that's all in receivables. If I'm pulling everything down on the cash basis from the bank feed, it doesn't have the right dates on it. In other words, it just knows when it cleared the bank, not when the check was written, as an example. And so those things all need to be considered to get a good year-end cutoff. So you can see where the automation has potentially strong value, but you can also see where there are pieces to it that you can't replace the human element. And so those are all kind of things we have to think about as we navigate the changing workplace and the changing workforce. And how do we, how do we keep our businesses strong and relevant into the future?
I would suspect that part of that also is you could even have the best computer programmer, but if outside conditions warrant change or whatever, all of a sudden now you're locked into what you were doing and trying to make those adjustments becomes really problematic. Too much reliance, not enough knowledge. I think it's kind of halfway scary.
Well, that is the issue, is that if you don't have a lot of background and information and you're turning around and you place that reliance on these products and you don't know it's kind of the what you don't know what you don't know, right? And so you've got this machine learning that's capable of doing this that's really makes it helpful, but if you really don't have a background in bookkeeping,
You don't know what looks funny even when it's staring at you in the chops. Yeah. It's 8:30.
Something big.
Okay, it's a nice ride.
It's going to happen.
Stand by playback.
And now.
Live. Real Red Meat Radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:36. We're back talking shop this morning with CPA, Mr. Bill McCauley. Okay, bud, so what are we supposed to do now? Now that we survived 22,
so now what? Yeah, 22 is over, so I don't know if anybody's planning on filing tax returns for 22, but the IRS...
In theory, isn't that what we're supposed to do?
And the Franchise Tax Board would like you to do that.
Yeah.
And there's probably good reason to do so. Yeah, it's
speaking of artificial intelligence, huh?
Well,
grinding it through the programs and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So right now, you know, if you work for a business, first thing you should be looking for is your W-2. It's going to be supposed to be mailed out this month, and it will have or you might get it by electronic delivery or whatnot. But you will get it, your W-2, which reports your income, your withholding, and a bunch of other exciting numbers on a little document that's necessary to do your tax return. So that one's job one for anybody who works for someone else. You're also going to be getting 1099s. Last year, the bank started paying a little more interest than they did before. So people might have
might have two digits now instead of one.
Could have two digits on that, you know. And keep in mind, if it's under $10, they're not required by law to report it to you, the interest income on your bank account. But some do anyway, but they're not required to. But if it's over $10, then the banks are required to report it. So interest and dividends and things of that nature. So you should be looking for your Social Security. If you're a Social Security recipient, you should be looking for your Social Security 1099s, which are sent out, and they're kind of funky things. They come out in a glued together sheet of paper that you have to tear the perforations around the edge to get to it. And so sometimes by the time we get them, the perforations are, you know, you get
somebody. Someone has helped you?
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's fine. I'm happy if somebody opens it. It's just sometimes they're not the easiest things to open, considering that the target audience is people 65 and older,
right,
in general, 62 maybe in some cases. But, you know, they're sometimes, you know, I've got clients whose dexterity isn't what it used to be, and they kind of come in mangled a little bit, which is fine. As long as they have the whole thing, we can make it work.
Just don't spill your coffee on it.
But the point being, if you have a pension, you're going to get a 1099-R from the pension or from any other form of retirement distribution, a 1099-R. So this 1099 regime is now starting. And so, as an example, we do some of those for our clients. And so we're working on payroll. You know, most of our staff is working on payroll-related stuff for this month, you know, because we assist our clients in preparing their W-2s and their year-end payroll quarterly reports and their year-end payroll reports and their quarterly payroll reports. And so all this stuff is getting kind of done with 1099s, and it's kind of an administrative document month from the standpoint that these things are getting pushed out. But we need to look for those in our mail, and we need to make sure. And I think the best thing you can do is make sure when those tax-related items come in that you're putting them one place, not multiple places. So if you get a manila envelope, a shoebox, maybe you got a really cool shirt for Christmas and it came in a shirt box and the shirt's still in the box, well, take the shirt out of the box and use that box. Find something where you can put all these tax documents in one place, because if you are in a position where you kind of, oh, they came in and I put some here and I put some there, that inevitably it feels like something goes missing.
Yeah, you don't need the chase.
So it's a lot better if you can discipline yourself to put all that stuff in one place. The other thing that might be coming in now is receipts for contributions you made during the year. If you made charitable contributions, a lot of times, you know, for those organizations that maybe you send a fixed amount per month, they send you a statement every month saying, hey, this is how much you did. Well, look for the one that shows the entire year, so that you have the 12-month worth of contributions reported on that. It's very important that you keep that documentation to support your charitable contributions, and so that's...
Have they raised the floor on that?
No.
So it's still, what, 200, 250, something
250.
Like that?
So, yeah, so you want to make sure you've got it. You keep that documentation, and you know, we don't necessarily ask to see it from our clients, but we do, you know, kind of, you know, expect that clients have it. We'll usually ask the question, you know, you do have receipts for all this, right? And they'll say, yeah. And so, and in some cases they provide it. In many cases, I just, if they provide it, if it's, you know, if it isn't, you know, 40 receipts, we'll take a copy of them so we have it in our file. But ultimately, that's something that you're responsible to have before you file your tax return is copies of receipts for. So if you get a statement from the church or wherever your contributions are made, make sure you put them in with that, with your W-2s and other important tax documents as they come in. Just start to accumulate.
Just do it, yeah. And bank stuff too?
Yeah. Well, you don't necessarily need bank statements, just unless you don't get a 1099. And you get a December 31.
Real estate, yeah. You know, interest paid.
So, yeah, and those come out on a 1098. So look for your mortgage 1098 statements. So any of those, and all these documents when they come out like this, these 1099s and W-2s and 1098s and whatnot, on the outside, it's supposed to say by law, important tax document enclosed or something to that effect.
Oh, that's a requirement.
Supposed to be on the outside of the envelope. But it's, you know, that probably doesn't happen 100% of the time. So look at your mail really carefully this time of year, and make sure you segregate that stuff. It was interesting. The state of California sent out, as we talked about last month, the middle class tax refunds, which aren't a tax refund, but anyway, that's a whole other matter. They sent those out and started sending those out. If you got one of those before December 31st. You're going to need to know when you got it and how much you received. So be really careful. Some of them are actually being mailed out in 2023, which means any taxable consequence would be considered in the 2023 tax return instead of the 2022.
Is there supposed to be a notification?
If the payment is more than $600 or more, there'll be a 1099 miscellaneous furnished by the state of California.
But when it gets sent to you initially or put into your account, is there a notice on that?
If you get a debit card, there's a notice. The notice doesn't say when they issued it, so there's no, it's undated, which is a problem, and it doesn't say the amount they're paying you, which is a problem. So you really need to,
so if you get something in the mail that's plasticky and about 3 inches by 2 inches.
Omaha, Nebraska, which is what you would expect when you're getting a California,
yeah,
quote unquote, middle income tax refund, you would expect it would come from Nebraska, correct?
Yeah. Along with the steak.
Yeah. Anyway. So, I don't know.
Gotcha.
Maybe Warren Buffett got a piece of it, that action. I don't know. Anyway, somebody got a piece of the action. It's not in they didn't use a California financial institution to make this stuff happen, which is interesting.
So about half of those things have been sent out?
More than half, I think. Yeah, I think probably, I'm guessing, this is, you know, me just spitballing, but I would say probably 80% of them have come out.
So but it wouldn't electronically be deposited in your account?
It would be. If you got a tax refund last year, it would be an electronic deposit.
So get reflected? What does that look like? State of California?
Yeah, it should say something like Franchise Tax Board of the State of California on your bank statement.
So easy enough to go back and look.
Should be, but you know, it could have come in October, could have come in November, could have come in December, and it could come in January. So we're going to need to, you know, we are going to need to know how much and when. And because the Franchise Tax Board has concluded that It's probably taxable for federal purposes. Unfortunately, they didn't do the logical thing, which would have been to contact the IRS and work through their legislators and get a definitive answer, which would help
everybody.
All these Californians.
Yeah.
Instead, we are sending money and patting ourselves on the back, which is great, but it's unfortunate that they couldn't have finished that process and given us a definitive answer about the taxability of it. But when it, at this point, you need to know the amount and the date you received it as best you can.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:45.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:50. We're back talking shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Is there anything abnormally weird that we ought to be looking for or reaching out to get? Obviously, the tax refund or gift or donation from the state is one of those that's really unique and strange that probably will take
an
overt.
And it's different than the Golden State payment that was made the year before, which was not taxable for federal and not taxable for California. So we didn't really even need to know about the details on that. This one's different.
Because of the federal treatment.
Because it's going to be, as we understand it, will be taxed for federal purposes. And so you need to know what that is. And again, if you got $600 or more, they're going to send you a 1099, which solves the question.
Easy at that
unless
point,
you
then,
were sent it in today... And you go, yeah, I got $1,000 or whatever the number is, but I, you know.
But you're not going to get it.
But I don't have a 1099. So it's, anyway, it become that's where it's problematic. And California, to this point, has not offered up a resource that would help us as in the tax preparation community.
Like a reference website you could go to, drop in somebody's Social Security number and see what and when?
Yeah, but they do have kind of the profile of who's getting what when. So we might be able to dope it out, but it's...
Well, multiplied by how many people?
Here's the problem, though. If you end up spending 0.2 of an hour solving that one little problem that you didn't have before, and you start factoring that in across the width and breadth of the number of tax returns you do, and you look at it and say, what's the incremental cost for that extra 0.2 of an hour? You know, in a year where rising costs are already an issue.
Right.
Anyway, so it's just every time they add another thing that takes more time, it ends up putting pressure on the cost end of it, of the service.
Yeah, is it worthwhile? Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's got to judge that for themselves.
Gas allowances, things for the self-employed, those that operate outside, outside the business or have business tools. Has there been any change in those areas?
No, the standard mileage rate, I think, changed mid-year, so we'll have to be a little more careful. So we'll be asking clients how much of your mileage through this date, how much after that date. And generally, as a practical matter, clients don't always really know that, and so we do usually just prorate and say, okay, as a unless they went out of business and they were in business for 9 months, and so the first six, anyway, then
yeah,
you would wait
it out.
Yeah. But I mean, basically, we end up usually just as a practical matter doing a proration, trying to get it as close as we can with. But people are supposed to have a contemporaneous mileage record. Although, and some do. But
I would think the long haul truck driver guys.
Oh, those guys, yeah,
they have to.
Oh, yeah, they've got it. They've got the sophistication now of the tracking mechanisms and
I hadn't even thought about that. I was just thinking ITC, ICC, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a
I'm
lot.
I'm glad I don't need to know what those letters are.
Technology has made that a lot easier.
Yeah, cool. Well, hopefully we'll get some more clarification and your life will be easier too.
Well, I doubt it will.
Yeah, okay, fine. See everybody tomorrow.